Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. This is the American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen. On behalf of farmers everywhere, I bring the information we put together every week that hopefully will hopefully help you to be a better farmer. I don't presume to be the world's best farmer, but I'm into it. Agriculture and life on the farm is a very drumbeat of my existence. And so I take my skills, if that's what they are, in broadcasting, and my skills, if that's what they are, in farming, put them together every week so that we can get through to people who are discouraged or they think they need to change. What do we have for new ideas? Well, that's what this is about. It's all about new ideas. So the beginning of the program is aimed at bringing you up to date on three or four or five news stories that affect family farmers. And then we're going to today talk to Christine Scales, who's the director of the education program at the Billings Farm and Museum in Vermont. This is I've just come upon the information about this outfit and this, but it's fascinating. Wait till you hear what she has to say. Okay, so that's coming up. First, I thought perhaps you'd be interested to know that I'm going to focus on farmers in Wisconsin and the Midwest for a moment because of all the problems, the drought, the situation with alternatives to meat and milk and stuff. So let's take a trip to the Midwest, first of all, going to Wisconsin, excited to see, I guess, things like the green and the gold. But this is a story. This is a bunch of farmers that were forced to act because of the drought. Farmers like Mike Cole, the corn stalks. I mean, you picture this. You've seen pictures of the soybean fields all dried out. 82% of Wisconsin is a mess. The farmers are dealing with a drought, and as I say, with other things, the contention here, I guess I'll use coal farms as an example, outside of Darien, southwestern Walworth County in Wisconsin. Mr. Cole has started to cut his corn. Normally he'd be harvesting the corn later this month, but he had to act now because the corn is getting drier and drier and drier, and soon it'll be too dry to turn into feed. He says, time, we've better got to do it now. If we wait longer and we don't chop the corn, the cows won't be able to turn the corn into milk, and that's certainly what it's all about. It goes in and they just poop it out. It'll go right through them because it'll have no value. We all see that happening from time to time. And I guess the same is true there of his hay, soybeans, and others, again, suffering from the hot, dry air. He's got 80 cows that he milks every day. And he says the cows average 80 pounds, 85 pounds a day, but they've dropped in production 15-20% a cow per day. And that's not good, especially when you look at the prices that are being paid for dairy. You know, the whole business. I think I might talk about this in my opine section in my the last part of the program, because I'm really concerned about the cost of milk. Well, what the cost is in the store and what the farmer getting paid. There's no relationship whatsoever. Meanwhile, back to Wisconsin. One of the meteorologists there say that this is so unusual for Wisconsin. Last 23 years of data, he said, there have only been a couple of times when there have been droughts, but none of them were this extensive. So we've seen this. This has not been a moderate year for any of us. no matter where we are in the country, severe drought in the upper Midwest, too much rain here. I was just talking to a fellow that helps me. We were talking about this grant program, or grant. He's a grant writer, and there is a program to help three different problems in Massachusetts. One of them is dealing with the hay crop. I've lost 14 acres of hay last week to the rain. I've lost thousands of small bales of hay, hundreds of big bales of hay, and fields that have turned. You mow it because the weather forecast is good for the next 24 to 36 hours, and then it rains, and you can't get the stuff off the ground. Well, anyway, that's the opposite problem of what they have in Wisconsin. And then you go down to the southeast and the southwest. It's been crazy everywhere. And so the thing that they have counted on in the summertime in that part of Wisconsin, there are a lot of thunderstorms, and that helps them out a whole lot, but there haven't been any of those this year. So I think maybe as I talk about that and how agriculture is affected, the river levels are way down. I don't know that I have a conclusion. This is news. It is, and what would be great is if it started to rain again. But then there are, as I said, the focus not just on the drought where these folks are, but if I move down a little bit into Missouri, the agricultural interests there this week, the House of Representatives continuing the Ag Committee to work on the situation with the Farm Bill, and they also are dealing with lab-grown meat and all of this milk that isn't milk. Congressman Mark Alford of Missouri's 4th Congressional District hosted a listening session at the State Fair and talked about the things that are being finalized. The Farm Bill has provisions to aid farmers, but a lot of it is conservation stuff, and that really isn't what's going to help the immediate problem. Now, the conservation stuff is all well and good, but come on. This has become a religion. There has to be. The climate change stuff is threatening traditional farmers, and it's threatening. It isn't just the weather, but it's what's being required. Unless the EPA is all over this sort of stuff, the climate change discussion and what's going on a particular farm, and I'm going to tell you that story in a moment, a particular storm farm that is the focus in the climate change movement. It's a good example of what's going on. And we'll frame the conversation in a moment. So stand by for that. From the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here with one of the great invitations. This is one of the best deals I think I've ever talked about. I've been on the radio for a long time, and I've never given away two free nights in Las Vegas to anybody prior to the folks at 541 Travel coming to me and say, hey, why don't you get your listeners excited about coming to Las Vegas, and we'll give them two free nights. Some people go for two nights. Some people go for three, four, five. You can add to it, but you get two nights without having to pay for them, which is really a fabulous deal, isn't it? It's kind of exciting, and there's so many things going on in Las Vegas. Hop on the phone, dial 800-419-DOUG. Two nights in Vegas. No purchase necessary. 800-419-3684.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Back here on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen, talking about the climate change problems. The government, the Environmental Protection Agency, I was making reference to a particular farm, Living Greens Farm. There are a lot of different farms that are going through some of the problems with weather. I was talking about, you know, this other farm in Iowa and how much their crops are down, the corn is a big problem. Corn yields are down 24% in some of these other areas. So I'm talking about pretty much everybody in the Midwest is going to go through all of this. And so, okay, what are we doing about it? I don't believe, and this is maybe an editorial comment that I should say for later on, the government and all the focus on climate change is all well and good, but the farmers need to deal with what's happening right now. The drought, crop concerns. I was talking about the listening session that was being held before the Committee on Agriculture, the House Agriculture Committee. By the way, Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania is the chairman. Jonathan Jackson of Illinois is the ranking minority member. Monica de la Cruz of Texas is on the committee. Blaine Lukenmeyer of Missouri is there. They all are trying to represent different agricultural interests from across their states. The issues faced by people working in agriculture are almost insurmountable. And that's the point, whether it's the focus on Missouri farms and the drought, the Iowa problem, all the stuff in the upper Midwest, or out here in the Northeast where we've had so much rain, our crops are not maturing. They're growing like wildfire, but they're not producing any fruit. Corn stalks are great here. I'm going to chop a lot of corn, and the cows are going to like it. But there's the stalks are growing great, and eventually the ears mature. But anyway, so what do we do? Does the government have to come in and make money available to build new infrastructure for farmers? Do they have to get out of the way? Let the farmers run the farm and make sure they're getting... See, this is where... Maybe I'm dreaming. But this is where it seems to me the government ought to be involved or not involved. Let the prices find themselves in the marketplace. And don't let them be predicated either by the big ag, the four big ag corporations that are trying to beat up all the farmers so they can make more money. Especially in the meat department. Good God, although the price of meat right now, price of beef is pretty high because people are not growing as much because they haven't liked what they've seen as the results of the last couple of years. There is a move to pull away the SNAP program from the Farm Bill. It'll be interesting to see where that goes. But anyway, that's a bit of an update on weather issues, what the government is doing, and where is the Farm Bill at the moment. Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer, going to travel to Billings Farm and Museum in Vermont in a moment.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The American Family Farmer now, back at 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen with two folks from the Billings Farm and Museum. They've been farming there, family farming, for 150 years. This is a fabulous place. If you go online to billingsfarm.org, you will see this is a fabulous, fabulous place. They've done fabulous things with it. So I invited Phil Rainey, who's the farm manager, and Christine Scales, who's the director of education programs at the Woodstock location, Woodstock, Vermont, Billings Farm. So let's start, Phil, with you and how this was created, because this was not necessarily always the purpose, the mission of the farm wasn't always to do what you're doing now, right?
That's correct. We started out as Billings Farm and went public, or in the, I should say nonprofit, in about 1982, I believe it was. So before then, it was a model farm, owned and run by Frederick Billings with his farm manager, George Aiken, who is Scottish of descent. And they really wanted this farm to be a model in the state of Vermont of modern agricultural practices. And it was for a really long time. That is our legacy. And after Billings died, his daughters and wife took it over. And after that, Rockefeller bought it, and it was in his time here that he really saw this as needing to go forward in a different direction. And that was when the nonprofit was formed, and we took more of an educational focus on the farm while also trying to ensure the legacy that Billings and Aiken had started before them.
The Rockefeller family has done a lot of this sort of thing, and it's interesting that in a place like Woodstock, which I think is one of the nicest places in Vermont, frankly, those of you who are listening around the country, some people, a lot of farmers, if they are able to take a vacation, they like to go visit other farms. And for those of you who have the ability to go look and see what goes on here, I think you'd find it very inspiring as I look around at it, not only the website, billingsfarm.org, but just the brochures. You can tell it's been done right. And so the question would come, though, Phil and Christine, when I want to talk about the programs that you're running, but this is not necessarily, we're not putting this out there to have the public understand this was an ordinary average farm, because it's not. But it does offer to people who are doing agritourism some ideas as to what to do. And I think that one of the things that we lack in the farming community is educating people as to what it's like to have the farm, what the animals live like, what their life is like, how to grow food. Christine, is that part of what you do educationally at Billings Farm?
Yeah, absolutely. And I will add that Lawrence Rockefeller actually married into the Billings family. So,
oh, really? Oh, cool.
Yeah. So he married Frederick Billings' granddaughter. And so that's kind of where that Rockefeller legacy comes in as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yes, absolutely. So as Phil mentioned, you know, when the farm was founded, it was as a model farm. And so the legacy has always been education. And that's something that we really take seriously today is that legacy of education.
So let's talk about that. Hold on just a second. I want to know also how Lawrence met Mary. Just as a matter of course, I just kind of want to know how the two of them got together. We'll get to that. We're continuing on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House is stressing how little House Republicans have to show for months of investigations into Biden family corruption claims already.
But what you see Republicans in Congress, right, they have spent all year investigating the president. That's what they've spent all year doing. And have turned up with no evidence.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre spoke to reporters Wednesday. The White House is pushing back against claims that Biden family members were involved in corrupt dealings with foreign nationals years ago, and that it's deserving of an impeachment inquiry. Eight members of the U.S. Senate Select Committee on Intelligence have publicized a letter to FBI Director Christopher Wray demanding an explanation for the Richmond memo. The letter gives Wray until September 29th to report the steps he has taken to ensure unconstitutional processes like the memo will never happen again. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Four past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffens Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer.
34 after the hour now, the second half hour of our program, and this next portion of the program is sharing ideas from an iconic American farm called Billings Farm and Museum in Woodstock, Vermont. It's a 501c3 because the Rockefeller family, Lawrence married Mary Billings, and so that's how that connection was made. So how did, you know, I'm asking this because, and I'm not trying to be facetious, but I have a smile on my face. So in what social circle did Lawrence meet Mary? How did that come about? Mary was a farm girl, right?
Yeah, so by that point, I think they were, Billings, Mary was living in, New York City mostly. And they had their home here. It was more of a second home for them.
Right.
So I think they met in New York City in those social circles there.
Okay.
I think by all accounts, it was, you know, love at first sight, and it was a very sweet love story. So.
Sweet. That's very well. And look at what came out of it, in a manner of speaking. So how are you a resource to the public in putting things together? And what can other farmers who may not have a 501c3 but want to take advantage of some of the things you've come up with, what have you found to be the most popular resource you're offering to the public at large, your local community, or folks who are coming from all over the place?
Yeah, so when we think about our responsibility as a farm that is open to the public and a farm that has nonprofit status, you know, we really take that seriously. And we think about what our responsibility is to farmers, to other farmers in the area, to the general public who's visiting on a day-to-day basis, mm-hmm. and to our community, too. So we have about 70,000 visitors a year, and those visitors uh-huh. come from all over the place. You know, there's some from the local area, but mm-hmm. we also get visitors from all over the world, as well as from, you know, local states, and some of them come from big cities. This is their first time on a farm, mm-hmm. and, you know, we're not a petting zoo. We are a real working dairy farm in that right. That real experience is something that we take really seriously, and we can have, you know, conversations with people about where their food comes from, and they can see the animals that are, you know, producing milk, and they can see an animal being milked, and they can kind of put that together. So for our public, we're really trying to make more of a connection to the food system. And in some cases, we're starting at, you know, the very basic level of food comes from cow versus carton in the grocery store.
Right. And that's something that was probably prior to COVID, at least in this part of our lifetime. This is something that became more evident and more valuable as people went to the grocery store, which is where a lot of kids thought all the food came from, and found there wasn't food there. So what's the next stop? You go find a local farm and see if we can manage to get something that's good. And, of course, a lot of the family farms, a lot of the local farms started to thrive again because of COVID. You see that at your farm and in that area?
Yeah, and I think, you know, we had our biggest year of visitation ever in 2021, so the year right after the shutdown. So I think yeah. people were really interested at that point in seeing the farm. And, you know, if we could think about education on our farm as a form of promotion for small farms, for local foodways, and then we're teaching people to make decisions when they go into the store or maybe, you know, they go to their farmer's market. So if they're making some kind of choice in how they're going to support farmers, then I feel like we're doing a good job there with our education.
Let's go back to Phil. Phil Rainey is the farm manager. Are you a farm guy, Phil? Did you grow up on a farm, been around cows all your life?
Yes, sir. I grew up a seventh-generation dairy farmer in Westminster West, about an hour south of here. And so farming is certainly in my blood. Dairy farming has been a passion, and I love Jersey cows, and I
Man,
really enjoy
it. Yeah, I love Jerseys. If you look at my website, I raise Jersey replacement heifers. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at your herd, and it may be that if you have extra heifer calves that you want to sell, I'm going to become a customer.
Excellent.
Yeah, this is great. So how big is the herd? Where do you, is it a closed herd? How do you, and farmers will understand that, so I'm not going to explain it, but what's the source of most of your animals?
Sure. We are primarily a closed herd. We are all Jerseys, and the focus here over the years has been more of a show focus.
Yep.
And although we haven't done any showing in the last couple of years here, I do think that the focus of the herd and the farm is going to be more about food production and what our guests can experience on site, because I am concerned about biosecurity with bringing animals off site or bringing other animals on site as well. Yeah. The current herd size, we have about 88 total between calves all the way up through cows and everything in between. We're milking 33 cows right now, and we'll be up over 45 by the end of next month. And that's where we tend to lie, is between the 40 and 50 milker size dairy.
Are you selling the milk on the farm? What do you do
with the milk. Hopefully there's some local way of your providing sustenance. And also, you know, and I'll just give you what went on down here with me until I stopped milking about 7 years ago. I was selling 100 or more gallons of raw milk a day. I milked about 120 cows, and the raw milk thing was very, very popular here. I've forgotten how Vermont approaches the raw milk issue. Is there raw milk in Vermont for sale?
Yes, you can buy raw milk in Vermont. It's scheduled under either class one or class two. Mm-hmm. We are currently not selling raw milk on site, but we do have three avenues that our milk leaves the farm. And one of those is we haul our own milk, about 3,500 pounds a week, down to Grafton Village Cheese in Grafton, Vermont, where Mariano and his crew craft up two different kinds of cheese for us. Actually, I should say three different kinds if you include the smoked. And besides Agrimark, besides Grafton, we also sell to Agrimark, which is the biggest cooperative in the Northeast, mm-hmm. and also to Norwich Creamery, which is a small creamery in Norwich, and they take about 1,200 pounds a week. So
let's get a little, for the farmers, let's get a little inside baseball. There are two purposes here, and that's why it's good that Christine is here and you're here. But for the farmers who are concerned, as a matter of fact, I have a commentary that I do every week on this program, and one of the things I was going to talk about today was how the price of milk last year was as positive as it was, and then all of a sudden the price plummeted down to an unreasonable, ridiculous number. And so in your case, because you're a 501c3, you probably don't feel the pressure that a regular farmer does, who is, you know, has to make a profit. So in this circumstance, do farmers come around and try to query as to what you feed the cows, because you're producing great? And is there something special in what your routine is with the cows in terms of feed? Are they on pasture? Are they in a feedlot? How do you do things?
Sure, great question. So we are a rotationally grazed herd. We've been grazing our cows twice a day since May 15th, and we will do so until at least the end of this month and into October. So that sets us apart or different from a few, you know, several farms, that we are rotationally grass-based during the summer. And then during the winter, we feed primarily all dry hay and grain to our cows. And the reason we feed the dry hay is for the cheese production. So our milk profile meets what the cheesemaker wants and gives us a consistent quality of cheese, and it can be a consistent taste as well going forward. So those are a couple things that we do differently here at Billings Farm.
Yeah, I see the advantage of that. I understand what you're saying. I tend to feed silage, whether it's baleage and silage, together in the wintertime. But I have 94 acres on my farm of open pasture, and that's where I have pastures around where the young stock is. So I very much believe in pasture. I'm not a big feedlot guy. And I think the animals thrive, frankly, out of feet and stuff. All right, so I don't want to get too much into the farming thing because it's something you and I would love talking about, but there are other things here. We could go on and talk about that for as long as we can, as long as we have here. We'll continue in a matter of moments, though, with both Christine Scales, the Director of Education at Billings Farm and Museum in Woodstock, Vermont. Phil Rainey is here as well. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about how to take care of yourself, your body, your health. You're not much good to anybody, no matter where you're working and how you're working, if you don't feel well. And most people who are overweight that I know don't feel well. So in this circumstance, I have Calitrin, has been a sponsor of my programs for almost 8 years. It's a consistent message, and it works because the product works. They've been around for 27 years, helping people lose weight the all-natural way. Just go to toploss.com, their website, and look at the ingredients that they have. It's all natural stuff, collagen protein and digestive enzymes and aloe vera and some other things that are really the secret to their success. It really isn't a secret.
And right now, this is the best time of year because the Labor Day sale has been extended for another week. Biggest sale of the year. So if you want to try the product, you buy one and get two. You buy three, you get six. You buy 10, you get 20. That's the way it works. Thanks to our deal here with them. Use the Doug code, D-O-U-G, for free shipping and to get the product. So check it out. See how it works for you. Join the success team at Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG, and two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. So back for a few final words from Philip and Christine. What do you say to people? What do you want people to think when they come there? The experience is going to be, it looks like a multitude of things. You can watch the cows being milked, or you can learn about farming in general. Christine, do most people who come there come because they really want to learn about farming, or they just want the experience to have some fun?
I think a little bit of both, and that's okay. I think you can have fun and learn at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what I really want people to take away from their visit here is a better understanding of where they fit into the food system and to the world and what, you know, their kind of responsibility is in making choices as they're part of that food system there.
Mm-hmm.
And also just to be inspired by the innovation of farmers. I think a lot of times people think they see old equipment in our collections and they think farming is something that's old and antiquated. But farmers are the most innovative people I know. So
there's nothing wrong with old equipment. Take it from me. I've got some 1960s eras Massey Ferguson's and they work great. Hey, Phil, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to come up and visit and see what goes on there. And I would advise everybody wants a little bit of help, a nice way of finding out how yet another farm works, billingsfarm.org. Check that out. Phil Ranney, the farm manager, Christine Scales, in charge of education. Thank you very much for being here this week on the American Family Farmer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest honey.
Back on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with some people call it opining. I guess it is opining. My original thoughts, maybe they aren't original. There are those people who say there's no such thing as an original thought. Somebody's already thought whatever it is that you're thinking or saying at another time in another place. So take that as a grain of salt for what it's worth. Because we talk so much about dairying this week, and because I'm a dairy guy, I'm a Jersey guy, I just think that it's important for us to maintain, not only for us, for the farmers, but for people who are using our product. And there are all kinds of folks listening to this program. And so as I mentioned to the gentleman who was from the farm in Vermont, what all of us who are in dairy painfully know, I'm not selling milk, I'm selling Jersey replacement heifers that I breed on the farm, and as they're about to calf, I hope they will calve out on the farm so I can keep, if they have heifer calves, so I can keep them and raise them. So the prices last year, you know, I guess you look in the rearview mirror, and the old expression, the rearview mirror is small for a reason and the windshield's big for a reason. I'm not sure that we know what's going to happen down the road, but I know that we went from here in my neck of the woods about 30, some of the milk was 34 bucks a hundredweight, some of the organic was higher than that, and now it's back down in the 20s, and in some areas, in New York, for example, there's an $18 a hundredweight. Some people even tell me they're down to $16. There's no farmer alive, even if you're milking thousands of cows, that in the long term can survive. Take a ride, as I did. I went up to pick up a couple of heifers in mid-state New York a couple of weeks ago, and driving by all these fields that aren't being used, and then you go, I found a couple of family farms that this particular family had four barns, and they were milking 1,400 cows in each location. You know, it still is a family farm, but it isn't, it's not
what I grew up on, but that stuff doesn't really exist anymore. The farm that we were just talking about up in Vermont, it's a nonprofit. They milk 30, 40 cows to show people what it's all about. But that farm on its own, unless it was organic, unless they were processing and selling the milk on their own, wouldn't be able to make it anymore. So if you think the average farmer can survive on this money, you don't understand the economics of dairy farming. You just don't. The national average cost of producing milk is somewhere between 27. I remember when I last scoped out, it was like 24 bucks, and now I see the averages are up to about 28. So how in the world can you expect dairy farmers to survive on $1,800? This is purely the big, you know, DFA and Agrimar and all these other co-ops. They're not doing their job. They're not pushing these big businesses, Gorelick, the Suiza family, and all of the sources of production that they own and control. They're not. Where do they think this is going? Where do they think this is going? You know, farmers have habitually seen the price go up and they buy a lot of cows. Okay, so there's a lot of cows being bought right now, but sadly, a cow. Let's say a cow has lost a quarter and is still milking well. I know a lot of Jerseys that are in the 40 to 60 pound range with three quarters. Farmers just get rid of them. They send them for beef because beef is so, at the moment, beef is so valuable. So we're kind of screwing ourselves here, letting the government let these big companies get away with what they get away with. And the reason that they get away with it is because if you look at the members of the Ag Committee and who their campaign contributors are, you'll see 9 times out of 10 the money is coming from the big ag businesses, people that work at the big ag businesses. They aren't dairy farmers. They aren't friends of dairy farmers. They're not consumers. They are people who want to continue to control the situation, making it good for them. Well, that's swell. But it's not good for the farmers. It's not good for dairy. It's not good for the country. It is just, it's just not. So when you talk about the people in Congress, there's a guy who's a rep from Pennsylvania named Thompson. They have introduced a bill allowing whole milk back in schools. Okay, so that helps a little bit. But it doesn't change the structure, the fundamental structure of what's going on. And that needs to be done in this ag bill, which is going through Congress as slow as molasses, as usual, with all of the foolishness that's going on. But I hope that we're going to be smart enough to not go down the path that we're on. We'll stop at some place so that dairy and dairy farmers can survive. Those are my thoughts. Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.